Yo, what up, Street Talks? Eric Kim. So, I thought about exploitation and thoughts on adaptation. So, you know, in life, we often say that, oh, you know, you just gotta like adapt with the times and adapt because of X, Y, and Z. But actually, I don't think that's 100% accurate because, you know, like, for example, let's say you're, you know, a tiger or something, right? And then, you know, your environment's missing food. The tiger doesn't necessarily, like, adapt. The tiger tries to exploit the best opportunities which is given to it. And so us humans, too, adaptation is, you know, kind of this interesting notion that's been put in our heads by Charles Darwin, but I think adaptation, it's kind of like too meek of a word. It's a little bit too average or mediocre, or is not quite active enough. It's not quite active, it's not quite passive, it's just kind of like something in between, mediocre, right? And so what I think actually is a better notion is maybe we could actually think more about exploitation. And what I mean by exploitation, I mean this. Not to exploit other people, obviously, but to exploit the situation, the scenario, to best to our own certain needs, wants, desires, and so forth. So, times are difficult, times are lean. It's not about just like, because I feel like when you just say, oh, just gotta adapt, it's too much resignation, it's too much like putting your fate in the hands of fate, where you just become this passive person who just tries their best to survive rather than thrive. I would say exploitation is far more interesting, where times are really difficult and hard, but given what reality throws at you, how can you exploit this situation to the best? Like, I'll give you some examples. So for me, you know, I'm generally a lover of coffee shops, but all the coffee shops are closed. I'm like, yo, I'm just gonna exploit the maximal benefit and try to be clever and figure out ways that, like, I can actually have a superior situation. So, funny enough, actually, I'm like a trillion times more productive now because there's nothing open, because I think often a lot of these places, you know, coffee shops and so forth, is kind of a distraction. And now that I've just been doing more work at home or just going on walks and stuff like that, I'm actually far more productive and happy because I'm actually spending more time outdoors rather than indoors. Like, even coffee shops, you're stuck indoors all day, right? Whereas now that I discovered this ability to street vlog with this Lumix G9 and Rode video microphone with the windjammer thing, it's great because actually, if I had the option of being inside a coffee shop and, you know, writing on my laptop, or if I had an option of just walking around vlogging is a trillion times more fun and interesting. And to be out and about with, you know, fresh air and the sunlight, I'm actually way more happy right now as a consequence too. And so I've been able to take this situation and just not just like adapt to it, but actually profit from it. I've actually gained an advantage, and I've been able to exploit the situation for my own personal gain and other things that, like, that the world is kind of like a little bit on pause. I feel like I'm actually a little bit less distracted. I'm a little bit less phased by what everyone else is doing. And therefore, as a consequence, I'm actually able to focus better on my works. And so I think it's more about like exploiting reality rather than like exploiting other people. Because, you know, oftentimes when people talk about exploitation, they just talk too much about, you know, kind of this like social justice warrior kind of notion of just like exploiting other people is bad. Of course it's bad, right? We all already know that. But I think what's more interesting is to think about how can we exploit disadvantageous situations in life and just kind of make the best out of it. And so the goal is to obviously maximize, improve, optimize, and improve your life to the fullest. Now, it seems whenever anything happens in life, I think we just need to be clever. We need to be clever, we need to be cunning, and we don't let ourselves be a slave of reality. Rather, we take whatever reality gives us and we mold it to our benefit. So once again, life is tough, life is tricky. Be clever, be cunning, be sly, be a little devilish, and exploit the situation to your biggest benefit.